And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ speaking with Sherrard Tigers senior football standout Carter Brown on the Sherrard High School Sports Spotlight this week. Tigers got their first win of the season over Kewaunee 52-7 on the road on Friday. So Carter, we'll just start by speaking about that. I know it's been a challenging and probably frustrating season with a lot of the adversity you've had to face. We'll talk more about that specifically in a moment. But just what did it feel like for you and your teammates being able to get that first win of the year? It had to be a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, it was a great feeling. Like you said, there's a lot of obstacles and adversity this year. So it was great. It was a long time coming, but it was great to get that first win with all the guys and with Coach McGuire, too.
Yeah, so before we get into maybe the specific performance, I was talking with Coach McGuire on Saturday morning, and he told a great story on the air with me about when you guys got back to the school from the bus ride on Friday night after you beat Kewaunee. You kind of gathered around the victory bell, of course, to ring it, and you wanted to wait for him to be there. And then he said that you guys basically asked him to ring it first. And I know speaking with people over at Sherrard, it's been, you know, nothing but positive words said about Coach McGuire, who came in, you know, really late, helped take over the program in a challenging kind of spot that you guys were in. So maybe what does it mean being able to do that with him getting his first win for Sherrard?
Yeah, he's awesome. You know, he stepped up in a really challenging spot. Really late joining our team to be the head coach. And you can tell how much he cares about us. And, you know, we had to let him get the first ring of the year because of how much time he's put into us and how much he cares and how much he's developed us. So, yeah, it was awesome to see him ring that bell.
Yeah, so speak to me about the specific performance last week. What maybe did you think got you over the hump to be able to get that win over Kewaunee? You've been really close the past couple of weeks, I guess two of the last 3 weeks, speaking about the games against Mendota and Hall, but you finally get the win column. What were the keys to the win, you think, on Friday?
Yeah, we kind of fixed everything that we did wrong against, you know, Hall and Mendota in those super close games, and we were able to just capitalize on turnovers especially. We haven't had turnovers all year, and being able to get a few turnovers definitely gave us the upper hand there. And then, you know, everyone did their job just about every single time, and, you know, we got the result of a W.
Well, speaking with you, I know we talked about it right off the top of our conversation with kind of the adversity and challenges you've had to try to overcome this season. It feels like it isn't even a specific thing to this year. It just feels like the last, you know, 4 years you've been in school playing for Sherrard in football, there's always some sort of like weird thing that pops up that you have to try to overcome. This year, of course, it's been, you know, the injuries and the sicknesses. And I mean, just for you, what have you been able to maybe learn from this experience where you've had a lot of obstacles come up, but you and your teammates continue to play really hard week in and week out? There's never been anybody like folding or giving up. So what have you been able to take away from, you know, a year that's been so challenging off the field, it feels like, for you and your teammates?
Yeah, it's kind of cliche, but, you know, you can't give up. Like, there's no reason to stop. Even with all the adversity, you know, like, some things you can't control. Like, my ejection against Hall, nothing I can do about that. You have to move on, you know, be a good teammate. Coach up the other guys that have to step up in those positions. And, yeah, overall, I think through the adversity, I think everyone's handled it super well. No one's really complained. We move on. There's not much else you can do besides move on.
Well, it feels like this is a team that if things like go perfectly and, you know, some of these weird things don't happen to you guys, you are maybe a team coming into this week that has 3 wins or maybe even 4 wins and is potentially playing for like a spot in the playoffs this week. Now, that obviously isn't the case, unfortunately, but I want you to have a chance to speak about, you know, the teammates you play with. Obviously, you get a lot of, you know, the headlines and credit, and rightfully so. I mean, you're a fantastic player, but I mean, this is a team, you look at 1-6, and I don't think it really tells the whole story of like the talent or the type of kids you have on this team. So is that something too that maybe is a little frustrating, where it feels like I said, you could have maybe had 3 or 4 wins coming into this week if things don't kind of go off the rails in terms of the injuries and the sicknesses?
Right, we have a lot of talent on the team. It's pretty frustrating knowing that we have so much talent and having the record that we do. I don't really think it shows how good we really are, but, you know, everyone's staying true to the team, working hard every single day. And we had a lot of guys step up this year, like, you know, Cooper Thomas came out, and Landon Clark has been playing really good, Harrison Curry. And then we also have like a lot of senior linemen. And yeah, everyone's been playing good. It's just the little things. And then it comes down to, you know, we had a lot of games coming down to a lot of flags, and that kind of cost us one or two games that we should have won.
Obviously, you're starting to wind down the high school football career at Girard. You got a game against Orion this week, play Riverdale next week to close the season. So as you start to kind of wrap up that senior year of football at Girard, I mean, how reflective have you been on your time playing in the program? Is there like maybe a favorite member that sticks out? And just what kind of has the thought process or emotions been like for you as you kind of look down the last 2 weeks here?
Yeah, well, first off, I just want to thank the community and all the teammates I've played with. I mean, there's not a whole lot of better communities around here than Girard. Through all the wins and losses, they're always there showing up at the games. The games are always packed in any sport. And then favorite memories are, you know, playing Rock Ridge freshman and sophomore year, having 3 touchdowns each year. It's always really fun to play them. They're a really good team, so it's just super competitive the whole game.
Well, and then just as we look down the line, like we said, 2 games left, just what maybe are you hoping to get out of the final 2 weeks? What are you looking forward to weeks 8 and 9 to be able to experience before you wrap up the football career at Girard?
Yeah, hopefully get 2 wins against Orion, a rival school. And then Riverdale, they've been playing pretty good, so that'll be a tough game, but hopefully be able to get the win on senior night.
All right, Carter Brown joining us on WRMJ. Tigers get their first win of the 2025 high school football season this past Friday over Kewaunee. Carter, I appreciate the time, man. Thanks a lot, and good luck the rest of the season, my man.
Yep. Thank you, Ty.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.